This is NPR's Life in Berlin. British artist and writer James Bridle is, like many of us, trying to make sense of the overlap between digital technology and lived experience. His previous projects have tackled drones and their hidden targets, clouds and the weather. His latest show at Berlin's Nome Gallery handles the phenomenon of self-driving cars.
So the show's called Failing to Distinguish Between a Tractor Trailer and the Bright White Sky, which is a line from an accident report into a car crash that involved a car that was driving itself. And the car didn't see a truck crossing the motorway in front of him and went straight into it. And this story sort of stuck in my head because I've been interested in self-driving cars for a while as an example of a technology that at one point seemed to be completely futuristic and is suddenly almost here with very little sort of discussion about that, really.
Can you tell me more about your research and the process of putting together this show?
I did what a lot of researchers have done, which is simply to kit out a car with cameras and sensors and drive it around until it learned to copy me well enough. And that's what I've been doing. I wrote a lot of that software myself to allow myself to do that because I'm not Uber or Tesla. We don't know why it makes the decisions it makes. And this seems to me a really crucial thing to understand as machine learning gets into more and more of the world. It's all very well to have a super smart computer make the decisions in, you know, whether to offer you a mortgage or not. But we have to understand how it makes that decision. We have to understand why it makes that decision. Otherwise, we're giving up all of our agency.
Yeah, I'm curious about the piece outside, which is some kind of trap, perhaps?
There's a piece in the show which takes an image of the road as the car perceives it and slowly transforms it into data. And that's a process of watching the machine understand what it's seeing, but the end result is something that humans can't understand at all because it's kind of raw data, it's just ones and zeros. So where's the kind of midpoint in there? And because these cars are programmed or have learned to obey the rules of the road, you can also play with that a bit. So what I did was develop a series of road markings that are the road markings that you find on the roads of Europe and sketch those out on the ground. And so the work in the show is a salt circle around a car that mimics the no entry sign. So either the car's parked there or it drives into this spot, but it can't leave because it's bound by its own software to obey the laws of the road. So you've kind of trapped this piece of technology by using a salt circle, which of course has a long history of kind of magical and ritual use. But in this case, it's something that one can deploy quickly to kind of intervene in that point where the car is seeing the world and you're seeing the same world, and you need to kind of communicate something between the human and the technological.
James Bridle's Failing to Distinguish Between a Tractor Trailer and the Bright White Sky runs at the Nome Gallery until July 29th. For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.